This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's health department has added a Walmart in Pueblo to the two other locations where people may have been exposed to measles. The Walmart is on Pueblo's south side. People may have been exposed, especially near the store's pharmacy, on Saturday, March 22nd. The other locations are a deli and a clinic. A federal judge has ordered the Elizabeth School District to return 19 banned books to the shelves of its school libraries by 5 p.m. today. It's the second time the U.S. District Court has ordered the books returned. An earlier order was paused after the school district filed a motion objecting to the books' return. The judge has now reconsidered the case. It's not yet clear whether the district will comply or refile again with the court. Jury deliberations began Friday in the death of 17-year-old cyclist Magnus White. He was hit by a car while training. The driver, Yeva Smilianska, fell asleep at the wheel. She faces vehicular homicide charges. Her lawyers call it reckless driving. The jury has to decide whether it was an accident or a crime. The case resumes Monday. Colorado is suing the White House over an executive order requiring people to provide proof of citizenship to register to vote. Currently, states are responsible for verifying voter eligibility. Colorado is one of 19 states in the lawsuit. It's one of more than 10 lawsuits against the new administration that Colorado has joined. In Denver and Colorado Springs, some clouds today, turning sunny and warmer tomorrow. Highs today in the 40s, close to 60 on Sunday. It's CPR News and KRCC.